This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ackles. The Sangamon County Board meets tonight and could vote on whether to allow a large data center in the southwest part of the county. The proposal has faced a lot of opposition among residents worried about environmental concerns. Some also fear it will lead to a spike in utility costs, but supporters, including trade unions, say it will bring jobs and a property tax windfall. The meeting tonight is at 6 at the Bank of Springfield Center. The last meeting saw several people testify, but the issue was tabled before a vote could be held. Another round of negotiations Monday failed to produce an agreement to end the UIS faculty strike. That strike began on Friday. Among the issues where the two sides remain apart are salaries and parking fees. The UIS administration is held tight on faculty pay, saying it can't afford to meet union demands. Another sticking point involves the future implementation of artificial intelligence and whether or not that could replace professors. Meanwhile, students are being advised to attend classes unless told otherwise. Tenure and tenure-track faculty are striking, but other instructors are part of a different bargaining unit and continue to work. A motorcyclist sustained life-threatening injuries in an accident in the 1600 block of Wabash Avenue in Springfield on Monday, east of the intersection with Chatham Road. Police say that the motorcyclist may have gone through a red light and struck a car that was turning. The rider was thrown about 300 feet. Bystanders rendered aid to the man before he was taken to the hospital. Police say they are investigating. President Trump is trying to restrict who is eligible to vote by mail. And Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is once again trying to stop Trump through the courts. The president is directing Homeland Security to create lists of U.S. citizens eligible to vote in each state and send mail-in ballots only to those people. Trump administration officials have long claimed baselessly that non-citizens use mail-in ballots to vote illegally. Raoul says the president's aim is to, quote, disenfranchise eligible voters.
The fact remains that states have authority to regulate the time, place, and manner of federal elections. The Constitution grants states that authority.
Raoul is joined by 23 other attorneys general in the lawsuit. State lawmakers are considering creation of a program to pay for abortions for the uninsured and underinsured. Supporters say the money would come from funds set aside for the Affordable Care Act plans that cover abortions beyond cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life is in danger. Medicaid and private insurance are already required to cover the procedure. According to Capital News, Illinois, California, and Maryland have passed similar legislation. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, Illinois has become a destination for people seeking abortions. It's 6:07. This is NPR Illinois.